God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is based off of our Old Testament reading and also connected from our gospel reading for today as we enter the season of Epiphany. But before we get into that, let me just sort of set the stage. We are now also in a wintertime season, and earlier this, within the last week, we had experienced a lot of cold weather. And let me give you some good things that can come out of the cold weather, or at least one good thing that can come out of the cold weather. I can guarantee pretty much that if you go outside wearing shorts and a t-shirt, you will not get bitten by any mosquitoes. Okay? 6 months from now, I will not make that guarantee. Actually, just the opposite, you probably will get bit by mosquitoes. Well, with that sort of in line, in connection with our Epiphany theme here, you're going to have to humor me with this stretch. I'm going to make a connection with our Old Testament reading. In our Old Testament reading, we have God's word going to the people of Israel and basically saying, guess what? The Gentiles are coming. People are going to be coming to you because they are being attracted to the light. The light that sort of shines in the darkness. And why will they be attracted to the people of Israel? Not because of the great political system. Not because of the rules or regulations. Not because of their music or because of the location of their land. But because of the gospel message. Near the end of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, they shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This started me thinking as trying how to teach this and how to present this to you. And this is where my idea of bugs being attracted to the light sort of came in. Hence the title of the sermon is not being attracted to the light, but attracted to life. Because us as human beings, we are very much attracted to at least our life. Our life is what we have, but for today's message, I'm going to do a little bit of a comparison. Which life are you attracted to more? Are you attracted to this physical life of ours or the spiritual life that we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Through the forgiveness of sins, we have eternal life. So what to you is the most important? And what life is attracting you? Now, going back to my insect analogy here with my mosquitoes, how many of you have or even heard of bug zappers? You know those little things you put in the backyard that has an electrical current to it? It has a light source that emits a light, and bugs are attracted to that light at night. And as they get closer and closer, they're trying to get to that light, they come across the metal screen, which is has a high voltage for insects, and they get zapped, and they die. It's interesting, the bug zappers, and you can hear them go off if your neighbors or if you have one. You hear every little, once in a while you hear zzzz, and you know a bug got zapped. Strangely enough, for those of you who don't like mosquitoes, they don't work on mosquitoes. Mosquitoes aren't attracted to the light. You know what mosquitoes are attracted to? The current research says mosquitoes are attracted to the carbon dioxides, which human beings emit. You can have all the bug zappers you want. They will kill a lot of bugs, very few mosquitoes. Why is it? Well, the mosquitoes just are not attracted to light. They are attracted to the carbon dioxide. So needless to say, mosquitoes can resist the bug zapper. How does this come into play with God's word for today? Is, yes, as Isaiah very clearly depicts, the gospel message is what will attract Gentiles to the believers of God. Hence, the wise men coming to Jesus. They follow the star, the light of God, so to speak. Likewise, as we look around us, we may be sitting there thinking, okay, Pastor, why aren't the pews being completely filled? If this is the place where God's word is being proclaimed and his sacraments are administered, why aren't the pews filled every single Saturday and Sunday when we gather for worship? The answer to that is, there's a lot of mosquitoes in this world who are not attracted to the light of God. Let me do a little bit of a play now. What are you attracted to? Are you attracted to the physical life of this world or the spiritual life of this world? If you are attracted to the spiritual life of this world, then you are attracted to the light. then you are not a mosquito, so to speak. But if you are attracted to more of the things of this world, the physical life you have in this world, then you might be, or to use, pardon my pun here, the things of the flesh, then you might be a mosquito. How can we tell the difference? Well, first of all, take a look into your heart. Why have you gathered here today? Have you gathered here today to hear God's word? Have you gathered here today to be refreshed by the forgiveness of sins that God's word gives to you? To be fed with the very body and blood of Christ, that bread and wine again for the strengthening of our faith and the forgiveness of our sins? Then you are here for the right reason. And now, what are you going to do with that word? Likewise, are you going to share that word with those around you? The very appropriate response. But if you put barriers up in your life and you don't allow that word to go out from you, you are becoming more like that mosquito. Let me explain it this way. The people of Israel, when Isaiah was probably quoting these words to them, were probably a little apprehensive. Why would we want these, quote, foreigners to come to our land? Are they going to conquer us? Are they going to be part of us? And sometimes people get a little concerned when outsiders come. God's word, however, says, don't be concerned. Every single human being is a child of God. Christ died on the cross for the forgiveness of everyone's sin. God's word needs to go out to all the nations, regardless of what language they speak, what culture they're from, the skin tone that they have. It's all irrelevant. So likewise, in our daily lives, are we constantly reflecting God's love? Are we constantly reflecting that forgiveness? Or have we put up barriers and said, well, no, I don't want people who are too different from me to experience this. I only want people who look like me, talk like me, and act like me. If that's the case, then we are becoming more like that mosquito, resistant to eternal life and the light of God. The light of God shines for all people, so that it may be attraction for all who want eternal life, all who want forgiveness of sins, not just for a select group. Yet, we create barriers, but yet, as our Epiphany theme reminds us, Christ came to earth. Christ comes for you, and he still comes to you. He tries to break through those barriers, and how does he do that? He breaks through those barriers through his word. He breaks through those barriers through the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. That is why God's word is so important. This is why we need to hand Bibles out to our third graders, to encourage them to read God's word. And it doesn't stop in third grade or fourth grade or after one is confirmed. Every day we need to be opening up God's word and reading it. It is through that word that we break down the hardness barriers of our heart. It is through that word that we are attracted more to the gift of life and the gift of eternal life that God alone gives. We are attracted to the light of the gospel. We will have a particular challenge as members here at Trinity to get back into God's word. That particular challenge is going to take place for us in February. In February, we're going to repeat the challenge we did a few years ago by going through the whole entire New Testament during the period of Lent. It is a challenge that we took on through Faith Comes by Hearing, but it is a challenge that we need to do. Not because it, quote-unquote, gives us a good Christian badge, but no, more importantly, it going through God's word softens our hearts. Going through God's word helps us to see the light of God's gospel and helps us to reflect that life to all around us. This is also one of the reasons why we love to welcome Gideons during this Epiphany season, as they spent a lot of their free time, so to speak, handing out God's word, getting that word out so that the Gentiles will be exposed to the light that comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, a light that softens our hard hearts. So Christ comes to us during this Epiphany season. He comes as he shines. Are you attracted to it? Are you like one of those bugs heading to the Bug Zapper saying, "Here's the light"? Now, I will admit that Bug Zapper analogy might be sitting there going, "Wait a minute. As Christians, are we destined for suicide?" The answer is no. We know the things of this world is not our true life. That once our physical bodies die, we will be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above in eternal life. That light is tracking us beyond our physical life to be with our Lord and Savior for the rest of eternity. We know the things of the flesh really don't matter. It is the Spirit of God that matters. How he touches our soul, forgives our sins, and creates in us a new life to be with him in heaven above. So we are attracted to the light of Christ. So I guess the Bug Zapper analogy isn't too off base. It does remind us that there are two kinds of insects in this world. Those that are attracted to the light and those that are not. Those that are attracted to the things of this world are flesh, so to speak. So during this Epiphany season, we notice that the wise men came. They brought their gifts, not seeking personal fame and fortune, because giving gifts to a little child doesn't necessarily benefit, at least the adults, so to speak. They gave their gifts to God. They were attracted by the light of the gospel for eternal life. So during this Epiphany season, it is my hope and prayer that you also are attracted to the light of the gospel, that you will continue to be drawn to it and continue to allow that gospel message to flow through you to others around you. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.